Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Stephen Andrew, who is working on providing an alternative, a conservative and Christian-type alternative to Facebook and Twitter and other groups like that. In fact, this says, coming soon, the answer to Facebook and Twitter censoring Christians, conservatives, and liberty. Share and connect with those important to you. Stephen Andrew, it's good to have you on the program. And by the way, I should give people the website. It is usa.life, and I plan to give that at the end as well. So, Stephen, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, first of all, let's begin by asking a little bit about your own background. Am I to understand that you are an engineer or a computer programmer, and you live in the Silicon Valley? Is that right?
Yes, I'm a Silicon Valley technology and Christian leader. Thanks to God, I have helped develop many Fortune 500 internet initiatives. And I've done work with Cisco, Stanford, Better Homes and Gardens, and many, many other, you know, well-known brands.
Give us a little background before we get, you know, plow into what you're trying to do with this new program. And by the way, God bless you, because you know this issue of Facebook censoring Christians and YouTube and Twitter and Google. I mean, it's not going away. So, first of all, when we say Silicon Valley, that is referring to the greater San Francisco area, or what? What does Silicon Valley itself mean, and what does that entail?
Silicon Valley is the greater San Francisco Bay Area. I'm in the San Jose area, which is probably a little bit more Silicon Valley than San Francisco, but the whole thing is considered Silicon Valley. And Jerry, I want to also mention I'm a pastor, and you know my passion is to see people follow Jesus Christ like our founding fathers.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, when you mentioned San Jose, I've had the privilege to be there because I used to have a son that lived in San Francisco, and I believe that San Francisco and San Jose are, San Francisco is just the next mission north of San Jose. People should remember that California is about 20 or something like that, more than 20, just a slightly more than 20 Catholic missions that were founded in the 1700s by Father Junipero Serra, but it was a whole network of these missions, Los Angeles, of course, being the most famous of them, San Francisco probably the second most famous, and they go as far as north as Sonoma. But as I recall, San Jose and San Francisco, they're only about 20-something miles apart, basically a day's horseback ride apart from each other, and it's in that area is Silicon Valley. Is that right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, talk more. I just spoke a lot there. So how many people live in Silicon Valley? How many people, you know, workers, let's say, comprise when we talk about Silicon Valley values? I mean, what are we talking about? Thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, a few million? What are we... Just to give us an overview.
Yeah, in the whole Bay Area, there's probably, I'm just guessing, there's probably about 3 to 5 million because, you know, San Jose has close to 1 million. San Francisco has about 800,000. And then you got, you know, Oakland and all the other cities, Palo Alto. And so altogether, we're talking about 3 to 5 million people. And I've lived here my whole life. And I was fortunate, you know, like I said, I've worked on many large technology initiatives. I've done consulting to, you know, Walgreens, Agilent, just, you know, all these big companies. God has directed my path, and I'm on, I believe, a heavenly mission right here where we have technology and Christianity connecting together for the glory of God.
Huh. Good, good. And just real fast, as a just a quick observation, you say maybe 3 to 5 million people that live in that greater area. That, of course, does not comprise all the people that work in Silicon Valley. In other words, that would include just a lot of people that live in the greater area. So of that, you know, if you were to say to the 3 to 5 million, approximately how many are involved in high tech or big tech? About?
You know, I'm not sure on the numbers. I'm going to
maybe a
guess
third,
20%.
Oh, okay,
40%. Yeah, there's quite a large percentage. It's what people do.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, very good. All right. So explain to us your idea, your vision to answer the anti-Christian, anti-conservative censorship that is beginning to happen at Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, etc.
Yeah, and this censorship is very large. I have a very popular Facebook page, and I was able, thanks to God, to reach, you know, 5 million people a month, even over 8 million people in a month. I've had posts go to a million. But what happened was, after President Trump was elected, this is my opinion, I heard news that they were going to crack down on fake news. And I believe their definition of fake news is people who, you know, stand up for our Christian nation and people who support President Trump. And so what happened was, after, you know, a couple weeks after the election, massive censoring just started happening to me. And I have 98% blockage. So Facebook is blocking 98% of the people that I used to reach. And people contact me and say, where have you been? What's going on? And it's just censorship. And because I'm familiar with computers and technology, I understand their algorithm, and I understand, you know, the way computers operate. I see this as fixed. You know, this is not right. And then we know that they've also now cut their algorithm again just this year. And President Trump has 45% decline just because of this algorithm change. And all the liberal news stations are seeing an increase, and the conservative news stations and Christians are seeing a decrease. This is a big problem.
Okay, just so we understand about your own particular background, you are what, a software engineer? Is that what you are, or a technician? I mean, what are you by trade?
Yeah, I'm a software engineer, and then I moved up management, and I've led multi-million-dollar initiatives.
Okay.
In technology.
All right, I see. All right, so this, am I to understand that you are now reaching about 2% of what you used to be able to reach on Facebook, and in your, you know, from your understanding, this is essentially viewpoint discrimination on the part of Facebook. Is that right? Because you're putting out Christian
exactly.
content they disagree with or something?
Yeah, yeah. I stand up for traditional marriage. I stand up the USA as a Christian nation. And I support President Trump, where he follows Jesus Christ, and that's quite a lot of areas. And it's just, they've been doing this for years. It goes on and off, but it's been on now since November 2016 for me, and it's massive. It's cost me the ability to encourage millions of people to follow God and to strengthen their families. It's cost me, I believe, millions of dollars in lost donations, and it's cost me millions of people less on my email list and on my website. So this is a huge impact, and I'm not alone. This is a massive censorship going on. It's communist-style censorship. But, you know, we know that, you know, there's activists, Mommy, and all these other people across the nation that are being censored, and this is affecting our national security. It's utmost urgent that we fix it.
Okay, explain for a non-computer person, what is an algorithm, and what does that mean, and how does that, you know, enter into this conversation?
An algorithm is the process that a computer makes decisions by. So computer programmers go ahead and they write a program, and they have an algorithm, which is kind of like the intelligence or the decisions behind how the computer makes decisions. And so Facebook's algorithm, in my opinion, and based on facts, I have a couple videos that prove this, is anti-American and anti-Christian. And my algorithm is different, because I believe there are three viewpoints of free speech. There's, you know, the globalist viewpoint, which we see at Facebook, and they censor Christians and Americans and things like that. And then there's the anything goes, and but that results in disorder. And, you know, not all ideas are American. Not all ideas are valuable. And, you know, like, you know, communism or tyranny or, you know, just whatever it can be. There's a lot of bad ideas out there. So as I sought the Lord, God gave me the answer, and the answer was for us to follow our founding fathers, because what they did makes America great. And so I have a pro-America algorithm. I love the USA, And our pro-America algorithm is based on life, liberty, and happiness. The USA being a Christian nation, the Constitution, and all the things that are the key priorities for our nation.
Okay, so explain what you're trying to do with USA.life. What is it?
USA.life is America's new social network, and it replaces Facebook and Twitter and all the other left-wing social networks. It gives people a place where they can share photos, updates, videos, news stories. It's to strengthen the church. It's to strengthen and unite the whole nation. And it gives people a place where they can connect with the people that they are most interested with.
Okay, but if I were to join this, then my wife's relatives in Norway wouldn't be able to see my grandchildren's pictures anymore that I keep posting on Facebook. And by the way, there's a social side to all this that has nothing to do with any kind of news or anything.
Exactly. And neutral things are neutral, but yeah, your relatives can join as well and they would be able to see your photos. And, we're focused on American beliefs, but, people who want American beliefs are free to sign up and they can get a free account today right now at USA.life. And I encourage people to get the account now because they're going to get preference in determining their username. So that's, somebody can get a great name like Bob Jones. If they sign up today, they're more likely to get that.
Okay. Tell me more about the way this program works.
It's basically taking the best of what's out there on social networks with new ideas, and it's freedom, privacy, and real news. So, you can freely share about, your Christian beliefs without any concern of getting censored. You're going to have privacy because I'm a real American. I'm not interested in spying on people. I find that to be immoral. We got the Fourth Amendment. And so I'm not going to spy on people. And so we have privacy here, and if people delete their data, we delete their data. And then they also get real news. I noticed, it's not just Facebook and Twitter, it's Google too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we are also launching in parallel 1776 Free, which is America's new search engine. And this gives people results that are often hid by Google and others. So Jerry, I imagine many of your Christian articles, are being hid by Google, but they will get better results here because, we promote Americanism. And so anyways, this is just something that's going to make people's lives safe, strong, and blessed.
So, okay, 1776 free. Is that free.com or is that just 1776 free? There's no dot there?
Yeah, exactly. It's 1776free.com.
.com. Okay. And then that's kind of an alternative to Google, but without the bias.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny. I personally force myself a lot of times to do my searches through yahoo.com only because I don't want to, let Google take over the whole world. I mean, they're already so big. But there does seem to be this anti-Christian bias at work among many at Google, at YouTube, at Facebook, at Twitter. And I imagine that's just basically, the milieu of what these engineers, believe. It's a reflection of their worldview.
Unfortunately, they tend to promote and hire people who fit into that pattern. Mark Zuckerberg told Congress that Silicon Valley was left wing.
Wow.
And so, he's just out front saying that, and that's true. But the situation is much worse than any people know. Every day I find out new horrible things.
Wow. Well, we're out of time, but I'll go ahead and give the website again. It is USA.life. Stephen Andrew, thanks so much for being with us, and all the best to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right. God bless. All right. Bye-bye.